السلام عليكم، معاكم إيمان هلال وأهلا بيكم في إنجليزي على السريع.
لو حابب تدرس معايا أنا شخصيا دروس مباشرة تأسيس إنجليزي أو محادثة، تواصل معايا على التليفون وواتساب الموجود في وصف كل حلقة. تقدر تدعم البودكاست عن طريق أنك تحمل نصوص الحلقات المكتوبة من رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف كل حلقة. في حلقة النهاردة إن شاء الله هنتكلم عن لحظة محورية غيرت تاريخ أمريكا في نص القرن العشرين تقريباً، موقف شجاع من سيدة أمريكية قررت في لحظة وبكل هدوء إنها مش قادرة تستسلم للظلم أكتر من كده، وإنها مش هتسيب حقها، وبالفعل اتمسكت بيه. تعالوا نسمع قصة روزا باركس. روزا باركس، A seat at the table. A brave action that sparked a major change in American history. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was tired after a long day of work. She lived in Montgomery, Alabama, in the United States. That day, she got on a city bus, paid her fare, and sat in the middle section. This part was for black passengers, but they had to stand if a white person needed a seat. Soon the bus became full. One white man was standing, and four black people, including Rosa Parks, were ordered to move further back to create a new row of seats for white passengers. The other three black people moved, but Rosa said no. The angry driver threatened to call the police. Rosa calmly said, "You may do that," and she stayed in her seat. Rosa was not angry or loud. She was calm but strong. She knew the law was unfair. Bus drivers were given police-like authority to enforce racial segregation. She was arrested and taken to jail. This brave, quiet act was not just about a bus seat. It was a powerful stand against racism. Many people in her city were upset. They decided to stop using the buses. This was called the Montgomery Bus Boycott. It lasted for more than 1 year. The boycott was led by a young pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. It was peaceful but powerful. In the end, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was illegal, and Rosa Parks became a symbol of courage and hope. In the southern U.S., life was strictly segregated by race. Black people faced daily discrimination and were forced to use separate, often inferior, facilities such as schools, water fountains, and seating on buses. They were denied many rights and opportunities given to white citizens, creating a deeply unfair and unequal society. After her famous arrest, Rosa Parks continued to fight for equality, including the right to vote. Due to her fame and work, she and her husband lost their jobs in Montgomery and faced continuous threats. Rosa Parks died peacefully and was honored nationwide on October 24, 2005, in her home in Detroit, Michigan. She was 92 years old. By the time of her passing, she was known worldwide as the mother of the civil rights movement. To honor her, city officials in Montgomery, Alabama, and Detroit, where she later lived, placed black ribbons on the front seats of their buses. At her funeral, Condoleezza Rice, a black woman who served as U.S. Secretary of State, said, "I can honestly say that without Mrs. Parks, I probably would not be standing here today as Secretary of State."
لو حابب تشوف كل فيديوهاتي عن تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية، شوف قناة اليوتيوب أو صفحة الفيسبوك باسم English for Arabs إيمان هلال.
The story of Rosa Parks reminds us of a poem written by Langston Hughes, a black American poet, in 1925, titled I Too. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They sent me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. I too am America.
دلوقتي حنقرأ كل جملة ونترجمها. Let's read and translate.
Rosa Parks, a seat at the table. مقعد على الطاولة. A seat at the table.
وده تعبير مجازي هنفهمه في نهاية القصة إن شاء الله. هنفهم ليه كتبنا ده كعنوان للقصة.
A brave action that sparked a major change in American history.
فعل شجاع أشعل تغييراً كبيراً في التاريخ الأمريكي.
Sparked أشعل.
Spark يعني شرارة.
وsparked أشعل.
Major كبير. عكسها minor.
A brave action that sparked a major change in American history. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was tired after a long day of work.
في الأول من ديسمبر عام 1955 كانت روزا باركس متعبة بعد يوم طويل من العمل.
Tired
متعبة. وناخد بالنا إن مع التواريخ والأيام بنستخدم on
December 1st, on Monday.
On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was tired after a long day of work. She lived in Montgomery, Alabama, in the United States. كانت تعيش في Montgomery, Alabama, في الولايات المتحدة. Montgomery, جوه Alabama. فبنقول Montgomery, Alabama. زي دمنهور البحيرة, مثلا. She lived in Montgomery, Alabama, in the United States.
That day, she got on a city bus, paid her fare, and sat in the middle section.
في ذلك اليوم ركبت حافلة المدينة ودفعت أجرتها وجلست في القسم الأوسط.
Paid is the past tense of pay, دفع.
Fare, أجرة. Section, قسم. وناخد بالنا من الربط ما بين الثلاث أجزاء. She got on a city bus, comma, paid her fare, and sat in the middle section. أنا مش مضطرة أقول she got on a city bus, she paid her fare, and she sat in the middle section. ممكن أربط التلات أفعال دول بالمفعول به بتاع كل واحد فيهم مع بعض. Okay?
That day, she got on a city bus, paid her fare, and sat in the middle section. This part was for black passengers. But they had to stand if a white person needed a seat.
كان هذا القسم مخصصا للركاب السود، لكن كان عليهم الوقوف إذا احتاج شخص أبيض إلى مقعد.
Passengers ركاب. They had to
كان عليهم. ده الماضي بتاع have to. Have to يعني يجب عليه. في أكتر من كلمة بتعبر عن اللون الأفريقي أو الأسمر، لكن الكلمة المقبولة دلوقتي هي black with a capital B، ودي معناها بشكل مباشر أسود. لكن نخلي بالنا إن الكلمات بتحمل دلالات في لغتها مش بتتنقل للغة التانية. يعني إحنا في اللغة العربية لو قلنا على حد فلان ده أسود ممكن يعتبرها إهانة، فبنستخدم كلمة أسمر اللي هي كلمة محايدة وملهاش دلالات سلبية. لكن مشكلة كلمة أسمر إنها ممكن تتفهم مثلا إنه لونه قمحي غامق أو أسمر أفريقي، فإحنا بنزود بعض الكلمات زي أسمر قوي أسمر شوية لتوضيح اللون. أما كلمة black فهي مباشرة وواضحة وما فيهاش أي دلالات سلبية ومقبولة وبتستخدم للتعبير عن لون اللون الأفريقي. This part was for black passengers, but they had to stand if a white person needed a seat. Soon the bus became full. سرعان ما امتلأت الحافلة. Soon the bus became full. One white man was standing, and four black people, including Rosa Parks, were ordered to move further back to create a new row of seats for white passengers. كان هناك رجل أبيض واحد واقفا وأمر أربعة أشخاص سود بما في ذلك روزا باركس بالانتقال إلى الخلف أكثر بهدف إنشاء صف جديد من المقاعد للركاب البيض including بما في ذلك أو متضمنا were ordered أمروا to order يعني يؤمر were ordered يعني أمروا further أبعد ده الـ comparative بتاع far far further أبعد further back يعني أبعد إلى الخلف row صف لاحظوا هنا إن كان في راجل أبيض واحد بس واقف لكن السائق بجبروته أمر أربع أشخاص سود إنهم يقوموا عشان الصف كله يبقى للبيض يعني المقاعد كمان الفاضية هتبقى محسوبة على البيض وما يبقاش الراجل الأبيض قاعد جنبه حد أسود وبالفعل ثلاث أشخاص قاموا لكن روزا رفضت One white man was standing and four black people including Rosa Parks were ordered to move further back to create a new row of seats for white passengers. The other three black people moved, but Rosa said no. تحرك الأشخاص السود الثلاثة الآخرون، لكن روزا قالت لا. The other three black people moved, but Rosa said no. The angry driver threatened to call the police. هدد السائق الغاضب بالاتصال بالشرطة. Threatened, هدد. The angry driver threatened to call the police. Rosa calmly said, "You may do that." قالت روزا بهدوء، يمكنك أن تفعل ذلك. Calmly, بهدوء. في جملة "You may do that" هنا "may" معناها إعطاء الإذن لفعل شيء. مثال تاني على المعنى ده لmay لما طالب مثلا يستأذن مدرسته إنه يمشي بدري هل ممكن أمشي بدري النهاردة؟ May I leave early today؟ زي مثلا لما بنقول تمام اتفضل You may do that اتفضل أوكي؟ فهي قالت له كده اتفضل عايز تتصل بالشرطة؟ اتفضل أوكي؟ كلمة may لها أكتر من معنى ومن معانيها المنتشرة أكتر كمان هو الاحتمالية يعني لما أقول It may rain today يمكن أن تمطر اليوم. Rosa calmly said, "You may do that." And she stayed in her seat. وبقيت في مقعدها. And she stayed in her seat. Rosa was not angry or loud. She was calm but strong. لم تكن روزا غاضبة أو صاخبة بمعنى صوتها مرتفع. لقد كانت هادئة لكن قوية. Rosa was not angry or loud. She was calm but strong. She knew the law was unfair. كانت تعلم أن القانون ظالم، غير عادل. Law، قانون. Unfair، عكس fair لو شلنا الأن. Fair يعني عادل. Unfair يعني غير عادل أو ظالم. She knew the law was unfair. Bus drivers were given police-like authority to enforce racial segregation. كان سائق الحافلات لديهم سلطة شبيهة بسلطة الشرطة لفرض الفصل العرقي. Police-like, the adjective, صفة معناها شبيهة بالبوليس. Authority, سلطة.
يبقى police like authority سلطة شبيهة بسلطة البوليس. To enforce لفرض racial العرقي جاية من كلمة race اللي هو العرق اللي هو مثلا زي العرق الأسود العرق الكوكيجين قوقازي العرق الأسيوي. Segregation الفصل يعني الفصل والتصنيف كل مجموعة تبقى لوحدها وعكس كلمة segregation integration يعني الدمج. Bus drivers were given police-like authority to enforce racial segregation. She was arrested and taken to jail. اعتقلت ونقلت إلى السجن. Was arrested, اعتقلت. She was arrested and taken to jail. This brave, quiet act was not just about a bus seat. لم يكن هذا الفعل الشجاع الهادئ مجرد فعل متعلق بمقعد في حافلة. This brave, quiet act was not just about a bus seat. It was a powerful stand against racism. لقد كان موقفا قويا ضد العنصرية. Powerful, قوي. Stand, stand هنا مش معناها يقف. هنا معناها موقف. A powerful stand, موقف قوي. Racism, العنصرية. It was a powerful stand against racism. Many people in her city were upset. استاء الكثير من الناس في مدينتها. Upset يعني مستائين أو منزعجين. Many people in her city were upset. They decided to stop using the buses. وقرروا التوقف عن استخدام الحافلات. Decided, قرروا. They decided to stop using the buses. This was called the Montgomery Bus Boycott. وسمي هذا بمقاطعة حافلات مونتغومري. Was called, سمي. وكلمة boycott معناها مقاطعة. ودي نفس الكلمة اللي بنستخدمها دلوقتي لما بنقاطع المنتجات الأمريكية أو الأجنبية. وممكن نستخدمها كفعل كمان. يعني ممكن نقول I boycott all American products. أنا مقاطعة لكل المنتجات الأمريكية. This was called the Montgomery Bus Boycott. It lasted for more than one year. استمرت لأكثر من عام. Lasted, استمرت. To last is the verb. It lasted for more than one year. The boycott was led by a young pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. قاد المقاطعة قس شاب اسمه مارتن لوثر كينغ الابن. The boycott was led by a young pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. It was peaceful but powerful. كانت سلمية لكنها قوية. It was peaceful but powerful. In the end, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was illegal. في النهاية قضت المحكمة العليا الأمريكية بأن الفصل في الحافلات غير قانوني. Supreme يعني عالي. Court محكمة. Supreme Court المحكمة العليا. Ruled قضت حكمت. Segregation الفصل. Illegal عكس legal. Legal يعني قانوني يبقى illegal غير قانوني. In the end, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was illegal. And Rosa Parks became a symbol of courage and hope. وأصبحت روزا باركس رمزاً للشجاعة والأمل. Became, ده الباست تنس بتاع become, أصبح. Symbol, رمز. خلي بالنا أن الكلمة دي تشبه كلمة بسيط اللي هي simple. طبعاً بيتكتبوا بشكل مختلف لكن الأصوات تقريباً هي ما عدا الـ P والـ B. Symbol, رمز. Simple, بسيط. Courage, شجاعة. Hope, أمل. Rosa Parks became a symbol of courage and hope. In the southern U.S., life was strictly segregated by race. في جنوب الولايات المتحدة كانت الحياة مفصولة بشكل صارم على أساس العرق. southern جنوب strictly بشكل صارم strict صارم strictly the adverb معناه بشكل صارم بصرامة in the southern US life was strictly segregated by race black people faced daily discrimination and were forced to use separate often inferior facilities such as schools water fountains and seating on buses واجه السود التمييز يوميا واجبروا على استخدام مرافق منفصله وغالبا ما كانت ادنى مثل المدارس ونوافير الشرب والمقاعد في الحافلات faced واجهوا هنا كلمه face مستخدمه كفعل to face مش كاسم يعني وجه discrimination تمييز forced أجبرة separate منفصل inferior أدنى facilities مرافق water fountains نوافير الشرب أو حنفيات الشرب black people faced daily discrimination and were forced to use separate often inferior facilities such as schools water fountains and seating on buses. They were denied many rights and opportunities given to white citizens, creating a deeply unfair and unequal society. حرموا من العديد من الحقوق والفرص الممنوحة للمواطنين البيض, مما خلق مجتمعاً يتسم بالظلم الشديد وعدم المساواة. Were denied, حرموا, to deny يعني يحرم أو ينكر. Rights, حقوق. Opportunities, فرص. Citizens, مواطنين. Society, مجتمع. They were denied many rights and opportunities given to white citizens, creating a deeply unfair and unequal society. After her famous arrest, Rosa Parks continued to fight for equality, including the right to vote. بعد اعتقالها الشهير, واصلت روزا باركس الكفاح من أجل المساواة بما في ذلك الحق في التصويت continued واصلت fight الكفاح والمحاربة equality المساواة vote التصويت يصوت after her famous arrest Rosa Parks continued to fight for equality including the right to vote due to her fame and work She and her husband lost their jobs in Montgomery and faced continuous threats.
بسبب شهرتها وعملها فقدت هي وزوجها وظيفتيهما في مونغومري وواجهوا تهديدات مستمرة.
Due to her fame and work, she and her husband lost their jobs in Montgomery and faced continuous threats. Rosa Parks died peacefully. And was honored nationwide on October 24th, 2005, in her home in Detroit, Michigan.
توفيت روزا باركس بسلام وكرمت على الصعيد الوطني في 24 أكتوبر 2005 في منزلها في ديترويت, ميشيغان.
Was honored, كرمت, nationwide على الصعيد الوطني, طبعا على بنتكلم عن أمريكا. Rosa Parks died peacefully and was honored nationwide on October 24th, 2005, in her home in Detroit, Michigan. She was 92 years old.
كان عمرها 92 عاما.
She was 92 years old. By the time of her passing, she was known worldwide as the mother of the civil rights movement.
بحلول وقت وفاتها, كانت معروفة في جميع أنحاء العالم باسم أم حركة الحقوق المدنية.
Passing هنا كلمة passing معناها وفاة وهي كلمة أخف شوية من موت أو وفاة. Worldwide تشبه nationwide بس هنا بنتكلم عن العالم يعني في جميع أنحاء العالم. Civil rights الحقوق المدنية movement حركة. By the time of her passing she was known worldwide as the mother of the civil rights movement. To honor her, city officials in Montgomery, Alabama, and Detroit, where she later lived, placed black ribbons on the front seats of their buses.
لتكريمها,
وضع مسؤول المدينة في مونتغومري ألاباما وديترويت حيث عاشت لاحقاً شرائط سوداء على المقاعد الأمامية لحافلاتهم. Officials مسؤولين، Ribbons شرائط، Front الأمامية يعني زينوا الكراسي الأمامية في الحافلات في الباصز بشرائط سوداء لتكريم ذكراها. To honor her, city officials in Montgomery, Alabama and Detroit, where she later lived, placed black ribbons on the front seats of their buses. At her funeral, Condoleezza Rice, a black woman who served as U.S. Secretary of State, said, في جنازتها قالت كونداليزا رايس وهي امرأة سوداء شغلت منصب وزيرة الخارجية الأمريكية. Funeral, جنازة. At her funeral, Condoleezza Rice, a black woman who served as U.S. Secretary of State, said, I can honestly say that without Ms. Sparks, I probably would not be standing here today as Secretary of State. يمكنني أن أقول بصدق أنه لولا السيدة باركس غالبا لما كنت سأقف هنا اليوم كوزيرة للخارجية. Honestly, بصدق وبأمانة. Probably, غالبا. I can honestly say that without Mrs. Sparks, I probably would not be standing here today as Secretary of State. The story of Rosa Parks reminds us of a poem written by Langston Hughes, a black American poet, in 1925, titled I, Too. قصة روزا باركس تذكرنا بقصيدة كتبها لانغستون هيوز شاعر أمريكي أسود في 1925 بعنوان أنا أيضا، واقتبسنا منها عنوان الحلقة اليوم. القصيدة بتحكي عن إزاي الناس السمر كانوا بيتعاملوا على إنهم مواطنين درجة تانية وما كانش لهم الحق في الجلوس على طاولة الأكل مع البيض، ودي صورة مجازية للتعبير عن الظلم اللي كانوا بيشاهدوه في كل مناحي الحياة. من القصيدة دي أنا اقتبست عنوان الحلقة وهو A Seat at the Table أو مقعد على الطاولة. تعالوا نسمع القصيدة. القصيدة بتقول I too sing America. أنا أيضا أغني لأمريكا. I too sing America. I am the darker brother. أنا الأخ الأكثر سمرة. Darker يعني أسمر أكثر. I am the darker brother. They sent me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. يرسلونني للأكل في المطبخ عندما يأتي الضيوف. They sent me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh. لكني أضحك. And eat well. وأكل جيدا. And grow strong. وأشتد قوة. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. غدا سأكون على الطاولة عندما يأتي الضيوف. I too am America. أنا أيضا أمريكا. ودلوقتي حنسمع القصة in English مرة تانية.
Rosa Parks, A Seat at the Table. A brave action that sparked a major change in American history. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was tired after a long day of work. She lived in Montgomery, Alabama, in the United States. That day, she got on a city bus, paid her fare, and sat in the middle section. This part was for black passengers, but they had to stand if a white person needed a seat. Soon the bus became full. One white man was standing, and four black people, including Rosa Parks, were ordered to move further back to create a new row of seats for white passengers. The other three black people moved, but Rosa said no. The angry driver threatened to call the police. Rosa calmly said, "You may do that," and she stayed in her seat.
Rosa was not angry or loud. She was calm but strong. She knew the law was unfair. Bus drivers were given police-like authority to enforce racial segregation. She was arrested and taken to jail. This brave, quiet act was not just about a bus seat. It was a powerful stand against racism. Many people in her city were upset. They decided to stop using the buses. This was called the Montgomery Bus Boycott. It lasted for more than 1 year. The boycott was led by a young pastor named Martin Luther King Jr. It was peaceful but powerful. In the end, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was illegal. And Rosa Parks became a symbol of courage and hope. In the southern U.S., life was strictly segregated by race. Black people faced daily discrimination and were forced to use separate, often inferior, facilities such as schools, water fountains, and seating on buses. They were denied many rights and opportunities given to white citizens, creating a deeply unfair and unequal society. After her famous arrest, Rosa Parks continued to fight for equality, including the right to vote. Due to her fame and work, she and her husband lost their jobs in Montgomery and faced continuous threats. Rosa Parks died peacefully and was honored nationwide on October 24, 2005, in her home in Detroit, Michigan. She was 92 years old. By the time of her passing, she was known worldwide as the mother of the civil rights movement. To honor her, city officials in Montgomery, Alabama, and Detroit, where she later lived, placed black ribbons on the front seats of their buses. At her funeral, Condoleezza Rice, a black woman who served as U.S. Secretary of State, said, "I can honestly say that without Mrs. Parks, I probably would not be standing here today as Secretary of State." The story of Rosa Parks reminds us of a poem written by Langston Hughes, a black American poet, in 1925, titled, "I, Too." "I, too, sing America. I am the darker brother. They sent me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. I, too, am America." ودي كانت نهاية حلقة النهاردة. تابعوني على يوتيوب وفيسبوك على English for Arabs إيمان هلال. See you in the next episode, إن شاء الله.